It's the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Wow, it is the day. That's right. It's going to be the State of the Onion address given to us by a veritable vegetable. Joseph Biden's speech, yes, it's supposed to even have intermissions, because what else would a president full of vitality, piss and vinegar, do during a 45-minute speech? I mean, let's be honest, these things usually last about 90 minutes, maybe even 2 hours, and they're going to give this clown an effing intermission. This just goes to show you that this guy is not up to the job. There should be nobody within his circle in the executive branch at all, ever, especially when it comes to nuclear weapons and the gold codes. We all know at this point that he does not control nuclear weapons. He can't do anything. Other people are in control of that, for sure. But that didn't stop Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough over at MSNBC and the war criminal's daughter, Mika Brzezinski, from just waxing poetic about the acuity of Joseph Biden. For those of you that don't remember, Joe Scarborough ran into a little bit of trouble when there was a dead woman's body found in his office when he was holding public office. And of course, if you dare to mention that little nugget of information, then you're just another MAGA conspiracy theorist. No, all you have to do is search Google prior to 2016, and you will find plenty of mainstream articles that talk about just that. And there was no MAGA back then, so please explain that to me. So Joseph Scarborough decides to come out, and he said that guy's mental state, talking about Biden, I've seen it for years now. He's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He was far beyond cogent. Oh my gosh, talk about singing praises from up on high from Joseph Scarborough. In fact, I think he's better now than he's ever been, intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. It also appears that he's been dead for at least that long as well, Mr. Scarborough. And then he goes and drops an F-bomb, or at least he says the letter F. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever. Talk about build back better. Now this is the best Biden ever. That's just going to show you how bizarre and so far removed from reality MSNBC and the mainstream legacy media is. You cannot tell me with a straight face, unless you've been paid buckets of money to do so, that Joseph Biden is coherent. He is a mental invalid. He should be anywhere else other than the Oval Office. He should not have any power. He sits around after some of his speeches and doesn't say a word to the press or the media, because he flat out says, oh, every time I start answering questions, I get into trouble. So they all know that this guy is not presidential, ever. Now, the other part of this is that his State of the Onion address is going to be a juiced up Joseph Biden. What do I mean by that? They're going to give him a cocktail of drugs in order to make him coherent and in order for him to even stay awake. They're probably going to give him some version of methamphetamines, B12 shots, and other cocktails of uppers just so that he can make it through this speech, despite the fact of having two intermissions. So please stop the nonsense. And then Hunter Biden will not go away. Now, here's the problem with Hunter Biden that nobody wants to acknowledge. More than likely, Hunter Biden, being able to do what he did, is an intelligence asset. So he does illegal things because he is part of an intelligence agency of some sort. And that allows him to get off scot-free in more ways than one, if we're to believe anything on the Hunter Biden laptop, which we do because it's real and true. That's why you're never going to see Hunter Biden get into trouble, along with his father being the president, able to pardon him at a moment's notice. So you're never, ever, ever going to see this guy in trouble. However, the New York Post said recently Hunter Biden helped hire aides who mishandled Joe's classified documents. So we remember this, the great hypocrisy of the Joe Biden, Donald Trump document handling situation, where Joseph Biden was allowed, as vice president, as senator, which makes this illegal, to take classified documents, to take secret documents, and just strew them all about his garage. And nobody would care any less because it's just old Joe. He's fine. He's the most trustworthy person on the planet. If he's so trustworthy, how come the Secret Service won't release any of the visitor logs from Joseph Biden's homes on the weekends? Especially in those homes, you have all of these documents strewn about all over the place where it was illegal for Joseph Biden to take them in the first place. So we now find out that one of the people involved in the mishandling of these documents that Joseph Biden miraculously ended up with was known as Staff Assistant Number 3 and Executive Assistant. Yes, that's what the documents say. These people are known as 600 pages packed up, 15 boxes ended up in Joseph Biden's home. 180 are classified. Well, documents confirm that the staffers in question are Kathy Chung. Oh, could we have a foreign asset involved here with Hunter Biden at the Commerce Department and Annie Marie Muldoon, who also worked at Rosemont Seneca Partners? Now, where have we heard that name before? Oh, that's right. That is the money laundering operation that Hunter Biden was in charge of. Yes, Rosemont Seneca Partners, the ones that are involved with supplying money to these dastardly bio labs in the Ukraine where they research weapons of mass destruction along the biological and chemical lines. Yes, that kind of person with that kind of pedigree working with that nefarious individual, Hunter Biden. Yes, this was the individual that somehow got her feisty little digits on all of these classified documents, which just happened to have ended up in the garage of the big guy. If this doesn't say corruption, I don't know what does. Because we've all remembered the scenario that I have come up with countless times. Joseph Biden takes the documents, puts it in the garage, puts it in his library at UPenn. People buy Hunter Biden's art for an inflated price, an outrageous amount, or they donate to the Biden library at UPenn, and then they get to visit the house. They get to visit the library. And wouldn't you know it, you've got a lot of these secret documents just laying out in the open. And as a visitor, if you just happen to take pictures of the library or the garage, and there's these secret documents on your photo, well, all the better to you because no one's going to stop you from doing that. That's how all of these people make all of their money. This is not something new. It is utterly corrupted. These people should be locked up for doing this, especially the Biden family, for breaking the law. Joseph Biden couldn't do this. Staff Assistant Number 3, an executive assistant, couldn't do this. Legally, they can't do it. And I would like to know where their loyalties lie, ultimately, and their ties to their husbands, to family businesses. What's that all about? I want to know everything about these people. And of course, we won't get there because these executives and executive assistants and all of the other people that are involved with the Bidens are completely corruptible. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And it is just sad. People like James J.R. Reeves, USAGM, Chief Information Officer, CIO, and excuse me, Director of IT Operations. For anyone that doesn't know, USAGM stands for U.S. Global or U.S. Agency for Global Media. So we have a legacy media stooge here. Well, it turns out that Mr. Reeves is, oh, one of the most racist individuals out there. And thankfully, he's been forced to retire, as far as I know. He refers to Caucasian people as snow roaches, and he cannot wait for the quote-unquote roaches to be a minority in the United States. This kind of person is the one that was in charge of the media. And according to Fox News, another post from his account, you believe all the talking points from the Republicans. Plus, you are a racist T word. So we can only imagine what that is. Immigrants, not to have more rights, but just to help. I've taken multiple immigrant families to help. Now stay triggered. Hashtag Snow Roach. By 2045, snow roaches will be a minority. That scares you, he says. Hashtag welfare queens. So this is another racist. Of course, he's not racist, because how can you be racist if you accuse white people of doing awful things and you're not a racist? In a charge of a situation where he is disseminating media. He is disseminating stories everywhere and manipulating how the media reports on the Biden administration. This kind of bottom dweller is formerly in charge of that office. And this is just another sign of how these Democrats work, how these Bolsheviks work. Utter hypocrisy. They don't care if they are dealing with the public at large. They do what they want to do. They break the law. They don't care about it. And if you dare to call them out, then you're the bigot, you're the racist, you're a fascist, and on we go. Especially in places like New York and all these sanctuary cities. Horseface Hochul, governor, she has decided, because crime is out of control in New York City, to deploy 750 to 1,000 state troopers and National Guardsmen in the subway systems. Now, why would this bovine do something like that? Well, you only have to look at the DA, the district attorney, Alvin Bragg. This is the person that does not keep any criminal in prison because he is a George Soros-backed Bolshevik anarchist. That's what he is. I called them out on it, and anybody can use that phrase. I give you my permission. Why would he be doing something like this? Well, there are a myriad of reasons. However, do we acknowledge for just a fraction of the second the utter hypocrisy of this situation? Remember when Donald Trump tried to call in the National Guard to quell all of the violence during the quote-unquote Summer of Love, where cities were burned down but no criminals were arrested? That, my friends, was known as a fascist and a dictator, and Donald Trump wanted to be president forever. That's all. We can't have that happening. And here we are. We've got a bovine. We've got an equine in the governor's office doing the exact same thing because her district attorneys will not enforce the law because they are completely compromised by foreign money in the name of George Soros and his little salacious crumb of a son, Alex Soros, who, by the way, goes to the White House very often, communicating his agenda and his policies to the Democrats in power over there. Why isn't this headline news? How come we're not seeing that, oh, Governor Hochul, she's a fascist, she's a dictator, she needs to be drummed out of office, she wants to be governor for the rest of her life, and she wants to take over New York City? How come we're not seeing this? Oh, well, it's because she's a Democrat. She's allowed to do those things. She's allowed to call in the National Guard. The bigger question is, why is she doing it? Yes, it could be that crime is out of control. Yes, it's because that they don't keep any of these people in prison. But more than likely, due to the unfettered illegal immigration into this country, there is some kind of threat, and she needs to get a hold of it. It could be an exercise going on right now in New York City, and they're trying to, quote-unquote, capture somebody. But as we all know how false flags work, the exercise suddenly goes live, and then we've got a whole different situation on our hands, and suddenly we're in a fascist state even more than what we normally have. I would suspect it's the latter. I would suspect either it's an exercise or there's some substantial threat in there, and they're checking people's bags because there's supposed to be some kind of subway attack. Maybe they've got something along those lines. That's where my head goes when I see all of these stupid headlines and these ridiculous actions from this hay-eating, oat bag chomping loser of a governor, Governor Hochul. But I hope at some point this idiot gets held accountable for her atrocious actions, because it appears as though Andrew Cuomo, remember him? he's being subpoenaed by the Republicans over this whole nursing home COVID death scandal. So this is how it worked. In order to drum up the numbers, you had all of these Democrat-run states basically putting their thumbs on the scale and manipulating the data to make COVID look a lot worse than what it really was. And this gave cover to people like Anthony Fauci, that hook-nosed little twerp, to make all of these gray language statements so that all of these governors can basically clamp down on their citizens illegally violating their human rights. So how did the scheme work? Essentially, if you put somebody with COVID into a nursing home, that allowed the government to test the whole wing of that nursing home for COVID. What happened there? If one person tested positive for COVID, the individual you put there, then the whole wing counted as positive for COVID. And every time you tested somebody for COVID, which could be 2, 3, 4 times a day, and that person came back positive, that whole wing counted as new cases every time you tested. So let's go through an example. You've got a wing of 10 people. One person tests positive for COVID. That is 10 new COVID cases because that one person in that whole wing with 10 people tested positive. Oh, you're going to test them 4 times a day. One person tests positive for COVID. You now have 40 new COVID tested positive COVID cases per day just in that one wing alone. And that's how all of these Democrat states ran up the numbers and also caused a lot more deaths, because once you put somebody with a positive COVID case, somebody that's sick, possibly with pneumonia, right? Because where did the pneumonia cases and the flu cases go all throughout COVID? They just vanished. In a wing of individuals that are elderly and susceptible to a lot of diseases, then what do you possibly expect to happen over there? Well, everyone else will get sick. And wouldn't you know it, if this person died and they suspected that the person had COVID, it will count as a COVID death. Doesn't matter if you got shot in the face with a bazooka, run off the road, or you died jumping off of a building. If you somehow tested positive for a COVID case, you were a positive COVID death. Well, going one step further, all the PCR tests had a 97% false positivity rate. So take the COVID numbers and subtract 97% from them, and you get the true COVID numbers. So Cuomo is under the gun for all of this. They said, the Republicans, the misguided decision effectively admitted thousands of COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes, causing predictably but more deadly consequences for New York's most vulnerable. Yes, that's exactly it. And then they get into the death numbers. So there was a survey of about 10% of New York's nursing homes. Miss James estimated, now Miss James, she was the New York, or is, remember, Attorney General Letitia James, estimated that the actual number of COVID deaths related to such facilities may have been undercounted by as much as 50%. Oh, really? So you're trying to say that there was more COVID deaths? Will you even please go away now? So this is hopefully something that we're going to see a positive outcome from, because we just don't want any more of this COVID nonsense from these Democrats, and they need to be held accountable for what they've done all throughout this whole charade of crapulence. Last little thing. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to do it. I'm already 19 minutes in. Got a busy day. I'll be on with Greg Bolden as always. State of the Union, don't forget that. State of the Onion, watch it with the vegetables. And hopefully we'll see something outrageous happen. Maybe he'll just stop speaking. Maybe he'll keel over. Maybe he'll just sit there with his mouth agape, catching flies, drooling. That'll be a State of the Union to remember. I mean, it'll be great. It'll finally prove the point that we all know that this guy should not be anywhere near any kind of executive authority as president. Joseph Biden has got to go. All right, that's it for me. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. As always, on Monday nights, you can go over to the America Out Loud Network. You can listen to the show that I do Mondays, 7 p.m., Unleashed, where I run through a whole bunch of stories, maybe a little bit more in depth than what I do here, which is a 20-minute tirade. But you can catch me over there. And then, as always, I'll be back on my own podcast. Until this Monday, until later on, enjoy your weekend. And don't forget to be the brilliant, lovable fuzzball capable of critical thought in your communities everywhere across the fruited plain.